And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day
137.
I think we're actually more in sync than ever. This is scary.
Only when I remember what day it is.
Well, yes, there is that about it, but it's all right. Was it one?
And as I've just seen the email that went out, I know what day it is.
I'm just thinking it was one day. I think it was 134, which would have been Monday, wouldn't it? And you were busy. And I introduced it and I'm like, I don't know what day it is. Oh, what can I say? The heat's getting to me. I'm not happy. It's currently 23 and sun's shining. Who ordered this? I didn't. Please take it away. And tomorrow, going to be even warmer. The machine's never going to cope tomorrow night. I think we should basically have a rerun on Saturday. But you can't do that, can we? Because we've got by request. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh, it's been a long day. Was it presentation day, Jonathan? Did the alpha and the beta finally make it?
Johnny got all the questions right.
Oh, that's good.
But he was the host.
The host.
Yes. That's cheating, Mr. Isaacs.
That won't happen with the MacBytes quiz, Jonathan. Just saying. Oh, some tricky little questions there, methinks. Warming to the idea of a quiz, you know. I think it'd be a really good idea. Oh, some of the questions. Anyway, while you were having... Oh, it was presentation day. Tell us how it went. While I tease you dreadfully. You see, you weren't there. So we thought it would be a fabulous night to talk about something that starts with a 1, has a 2 in the middle and a 9 at the end. And it wasn't just me. Everybody else egged me on. It was dreadful. I was led astray, Jonathan. They wanted to know when the release date was. And they promised if I told them they wouldn't spill the beans. There was all kinds of bribery going on. You did go to the beta without the one feature you'd hoped to see. Oh, no. They're off your Christmas card list. Exactly.
That reminds me, Johnny, years ago, I worked for a software company. And basically, they were building this product. They thought they were going to be the next Google. Building this desktop management system.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't get things working. So they went out and they bought this company to buy their intellectual property, because this other company allegedly, you'll notice I said allegedly, had the keys to the kingdom.
It wasn't Google, was it?
No, I can't remember what they were called. And if I could, I would. Well, I was going to say I wouldn't slander them, but no, it was true. It turned out that basically they had vaporware and a few ideas. I went down to their office somewhere in the Midlands, and all they did all day, typical software company millennials.
Bagels.
No, they rode around the office on scooters and shot not water pistols but pretend guns at each other. No wonder they didn't actually have any application to sell. So in the end, they said, oh, we can't get this bit working, and we bought this company, and this company, they didn't even do any due diligence on this company. So I don't know how they ended up buying this company. I think person A knew person B, because it was very incestuous in the dot-com boom, wasn't it?
It was.
All these startup people knew each other. And in the end, they said, oh, well, we'll just not use that feature that we were going to add because it doesn't work and we can't get it working. So maybe, Johnny, that they can't actually get it to work.
At all. Oh, that wouldn't be good.
No.
No, that wouldn't be good.
Or maybe it'll go in next month's release.
Sounds like Microsoft.
Whip them with a big stick, Johnny.
They'd probably enjoy that while they're riding around on their... what are those things called?
Scooters?
No, but the scooter with the handlebars.
Bikes?
No.
I don't know.
No, it had a name. It was big in the States. I don't think we've ever had it here. I'm sure Jonathan's ridden one. Oh, what were they called? Age is a terrible thing. But yes, I can remember that slides are in the presentation tomorrow. Just some tips and tricks. But if you've got any questions, Jonathan, or things you would like to do and do not know how to do, now would be a very good time to share that before I put other things in the list. What else have we been up to today? Waiting for the earnings call. Interminably waiting for the new iMac, obviously. Hello, Anthony. They spout all this technical jargon and I'm like, I honestly don't care. Just tell me when you can get it working. Yeah, that's the issue. That's the issue with it. I see that so often.
They blind you with science, don't they?
Notion update. Yes, I did see, Paul, and it's already on the list for Friday. Of course I've seen the Notion update. Good grief, man. I live in Notion. I think I knew there was a Notion update before Notion did. I'm sitting there working, minding my own business, and I press enter, and it says you can't save to this page. And I thought, what? I'd never seen this message before. Bright red, all across the top. And it said, you are using an out-of-date version of Notion. Please click here. So I clicked the button and it updated straight away. That was about 2 days ago. So, yes, I have. I'm not exactly thrilled, but I will cover it tomorrow. Still waiting. I just seem to spend my life waiting for stuff. Do you think they've got the same problem as we've just discussed about Jonathan's crew and your technical department, where they announce the timeline view and it'll never arrive?
Probably, yeah. They'll probably say, oh, it's too hard to get work in this.
Thing was, they've already previewed it. They previewed it. I'd say it's over 10 months ago.
Simon's going to be well behaved tonight. All I have to say is, Mrs. ST. And she'll be earwicking. And she'll dive on the chat and make sure he's well behaved.
No, he's got to be well behaved now because it's less than 2 weeks to his wedding anniversary. And you know, pro tip, don't upset the good lady heading up to the anniversary. Or she might regret actually doing the deed.
All software development has similar problems.
That's why.
Yeah, you've programmed, haven't you, Paul?
I with programming, it's a bit like I wouldn't want to promise any features until I was pretty confident I could deliver them. But I would have thought in this day and age, compared to 20, 25 years ago, that they'd all be on Agile and Scrum methodologies. So, they shouldn't be behind. And two, they should be geeing each other along. You know, there shouldn't be the same issues that there were back then. Because they were monolithic updates that took 2 years to build. And how could you tell how far you were behind? You were 6 months behind before you even knew it. But surely with daily stand-ups...
What was that methodology they used at that company I worked for? They had daily stand-ups, but it wasn't Agile or Scrum.
Extreme programming.
Extreme programming, that's right. You worked in pairs, I think.
That's just like, we don't trust either of you, but maybe if we put you together, you won't nick anything. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. She stepped out to get a beer. Is that for her good self or for you, Simon? Or is she getting one for both of you? There you go. Oh, we've got COVID news, haven't we?
We have.
Sitting there, minding my own business, looking at the news sites. I know I keep saying I shouldn't be doing that, but it was a good job I did this time. And it was something to do with Boris prattling on yet again. Let's get it up and have a look at it. What was the headline? What tempted me? Coronavirus bubbling up in 30 areas, PM warns. So basically he's saying this isn't all over. Watch what you're doing. Naughty, naughty. But they've also identified 30 areas which are facing calamity as it all starts rising again. So I'm thinking, I wonder where they are. And I knew that Blackburn was a ropey place. And obviously that map of traces that I mistook for the weather wasn't good either. But as I'm sitting there minding my own business, I'm reading them and I'm thinking, it says the places with the highest case rates per 100,000 people, according to NHS Digital, are Blackburn, Leicester. Well, this isn't a surprise. We knew this. Oldham, Bradford. Now, to me, all those places have got something in common, don't you think, Mike? I would say they're relatively poorer areas. And I would say high ethnic minorities.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're more susceptible. I comes on to the fifth one, Trafford. I went, pardon? Whoa, stop. That's me. I live in Trafford. What happened? Considerably less than half the Blackburn figure. Two-thirds of the Leicester figure, but yeah, we're fifth.
That's some nice little line charts for me to play with.
What's this from Jonathan?
From, yeah, it's a link to a tweet from the Office for National Statistics.
Oh, Mrs. Simon. You definitely need better than that. Only one beer you've got to share. Oh, no. Maybe there'll be a delivery soonest. Right, I'm looking at Twitter, am I?
It's not that bad, Simon. Hey, I'll tell you what. I mean, they all know we live on the corner of a main road.
Yep.
You know, you can't miss the traffic and the sirens and everything else. For the first time for a while tonight, I had to stand and wait to cross the road.
Oh, I bet that threw you.
Yeah. Lola was all ready for the off.
Yeah, she doesn't care about traffic. Yes, we're the worst, aren't we, in Europe?
Hi, Kim.
This is not a surprise. Hello, Kim. Are you sure you're not the only people still alive in Trafford? You know, Simon, I could quite go that. No, it's far too noisy. I was just shocked that we came out of nowhere. You know, like you're the last horse in the race and all of a sudden you're fifth. There's a chance you might win. Yeah, that. It's not quite apocalyptic yet, but there is stories. We've got to be very careful what we say here, haven't we?
Yeah.
There is stories about a local pub. Why don't you read out what it actually said, but leave out the name of the pub, because we're not actually sure whether this has happened or not. But my money's on the fact it has, because I know who frequents this pub. And I know they're idiots. So I can definitely see this.
Cove idiots.
And again, I've mentioned before Facebook and their local groups, which are usually by postcode or by village. And this is in there, but it's not in the news. But I would believe people because they know people that this has actually happened to. Just you, the guy who washes the car, and the lady who throws tins over the fence.
How to destroy a local business in two simple steps. Post a status implying that somewhere has a spate of COVID cases without evidence or any kind of proof. Share said status on busy community page and sit back and watch as every man and his dog jumps in with an opinion before going on to propagate the hearsay even further. Unbelievable. Things are hard enough as it is and many of our local businesses are struggling. Rather than share unfounded and potentially dangerous disinformation, why not support our local traders, starting with not spreading malicious rumours?
Yes, but how do you know? Like, we've all already said, haven't we, that we all think the figures are worse than they're letting it on.
Mm.
So, although it may be like... I mean, what was the original post? The original post said...
I've just found the original post. It says, if anyone was in, insert name of place here, because we don't want to be done for slander, on insert day here, go and get tested... They're going down like flies from there.
Now, that bit, they're going down like flies from there, I believe could be true, because you're not going to go to a pub on your own. You're going to go with your mates, or you're going to meet your mates there. It's only going to take one of those mates to say, you know, I've tested positive. And then they've got to be tested because of this trace and track thing. I don't think the media would use the phrase going down like flies, but I would tend to believe that. When you think you've been in that pub, haven't you?
Yeah.
There's not much scope for social distancing.
No.
Not in that particular pub. So I would believe it. Anyway, that seems to be what's sent. Well, we wouldn't be fifth, would we? If something hadn't happened.
Mm.
So that seems to have sent our figures sky high. We have frequented
this
pub.
If we go
up
to fourth.
Yeah.
Then we'd be in next season's COVID Champions
League.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
At this rate, we could go up to number one. I'm really shocked that we're at fifth. I mean, we were nowhere last week. So it has to be an outbreak somewhere. And locally, no one's saying anything apart from mentioning this pub. So, of course, it's this pub. But we're not allowed to say it just in case it's not.
Your president wants to delay the election, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah. because
I thought he was all confident.
Of postal vote fraud or something.
It's not like there's no scope for fraud, is that? Voting, postal.
Is this
or
just a sly way of getting an extra year?
I wouldn't have thought he could do that, but I don't know. You know, you've got the Constitution, although that probably wasn't written to accommodate this kind of situation. Over here, you know, they basically make it up as they go along. So, there you go. Yes, he does, but he can't. See? Dealt with. Over here, oh no. That would be like, oh no. They just dilly-dally, shilly-shally for weeks on end and then make up their own rules.
Simon says it's just you, the guy that washes his car, and the lady that throws the dog food tins over the gate. I saw her this morning.
There you go. You see, she's still alive and kicking.
She apologised because she hasn't dropped the dog food off.
Well, actually, I don't want to say anything, but
have you
I
noticed
will.
That the Watsits across the road are having their path done?
Yeah.
Have got a skip in next door's.
Oh, she probably let them.
Yeah.
She's kind of like that.
Because at 7:30 this morning,
I'd be charging.
At 7:30 this morning, they were throwing big breeze blocks over into that skip.
Didn't hear a thing.
That's because I shut the windows to muffle the noise.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got my sleeping headphones on. I wouldn't hear it if there's a nuclear explosion. My toys arrived, Mike. You know, the cable to fix the thing that shouldn't have been broken.
Yeah.
That.
Right. Well, need decoverding.
That's going to need decoverding before I can use it, and I could do with using it so I can plug things in again. Oh, complicated night last night. Don't ask. All got very complicated. Right.
That's a good point, Anthony. Was to stop someone ringing up a competitor and saying I was there in there on Saturday and tested positive.
This is what we talked about when the track and trace came in, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's completely wide open for abuse. It really is.
Good evening, Stuart.
Oh, I haven't seen Stuart yet. Hang on.
He says, hello, peeps.
Hello. Oh, Stuart. We got something for you. Why is my chat not updating? Oh, no, there it is at the top. Missed that. Hello, Stuart. Jonathan, we need to share your toy, don't we? So I'm going to go and get the link. I was so upset at the prospect of Stuart missing this. That I decided, oh, what's happening now?
That you were going to post it on the Brooklyn's Facebook
page. No, I wasn't going to post it on the Brooklyn's Facebook page. I thought I might send it Stuart privately because I didn't want to think of him missing out on this, I'm telling you. But I'll have to go and find the link, won't I? So let's do that. There we go. It's amazing. Yes, it's a new toy, Stuart. Jonathan found it, and I think the post he put in our Slack group was something along the lines of, I'll see your lady pipe and raise you one of these. Has to be seen to be believed, Stuart. But I will be sending Ellen the link for your birthday, Christmas, whenever. Just what every man needs. Yes, Mrs. Simon, absolutely. Ooh, yes, it's Simon's birthday really quickly, a matter of days.
It is.
Absolutely. You definitely need one of these. I'm still working out how it works. But I'm sure Jonathan has got one on the way and will be doing an unboxing and demonstration for me. So I'm looking forward to that. Jonathan, TMI. It's far too hot. It's 23 here. It's obscene. Get it overnighted. Which could have totally different implications now. So is there any chance this election's going to be off? Or is it just going to happen and there's nothing he can do about it? Do you think he'll get a second term? As we're seeing over here, it could go
sure
either way.
Sure can see why there's a high demand for it.
Well, you know, it's temperature controlled, isn't it? So if it's a bit warm outside, I'm presuming you could lower it a few degrees. Tracy got very technical with it, though, didn't she?
She did.
Let's leave that out of it. Yes, you see, it's so educational. It's just so educational. I was just thinking it's rather an odd shape to be working with. But then, mind you, the lady pipes aren't exactly great, are they? Anyway, I'm glad there's some equivalent to make you feel incredibly awkward. So we'll just have to wait for Jonathan to get it and let us know how it is. Jonathan, if you do, maybe somebody will spill about what was talked about last night. The one, the two and the nine. I do hope Jonathan doesn't think, you know, like it's going to happen anytime soon, just because we're talking about it. We've got six out and it's July. We've got 6 months, well, 5 months, to get the other six out. Jonathan's betting against us. Oh, I'll tell you what else you missed, Jonathan. You really do need to catch up on these shows, Jonathan. It was decided that if there are more than six shows, I get a point for every six shows, for every show beyond the six for the year. This was ratified by the committee. So it was just a shame you weren't here to put your side forward. But I get a point for every MacBytes over six between now and Christmas. There you go. So I think I'm going to be winning considerably. Oh, Stuart. If Kath says on Saturday Joe's in the hot tub, I may collapse laughing. Oh, what, should I send it on to her? When's Joe's birthday? Cassie's is in October, isn't it? Kath's is July. When's Joe's? I need to suggest this to her. Michael, find out. He's got a book with it all in, apparently.
Well, Kim and Jonathan's talking about accessories. Towel rails.
Oh, God, that reminds me of something from years and years ago. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, this would be such a compliment if I could find it. Oh, my word. They still happen. Oh, fabulous. Right, let me get a link to this. No self-respecting owner of one of those can possibly live without one of those to go with it. There we go. Perfect, if I do say so myself. Particularly the magnifying glass. Oh, it's a mirror. That definitely goes with it. £16.90. I mean, did they think you're insane? Oh, but I've got prime delivery. Order within an hour and five. Have it here tomorrow. Not to mention the book that goes with it, but let's ignore that.
Is there a book? What, an instruction board?
No, it's a related product. You bought this, you might like to buy this.
Jonathan's bought one.
Oh my God, what on earth? Don't look down at the you looking at this, you might want to look at this. Just don't go there.
Jonathan's bought one.
No, he says for one of his friends. What's the round thing that's not the mirror? Evening wear. Do you mean the chain on the right hand side? What does that say? Can't see the writing too well. Let's make that bigger. If you pardon the pun. That's why I thought it was a magnifying glass. Something shears. I'm trying to work
styling
out.
Shears.
Ah, styling, yeah.
Evening wear styling shears.
And a
fluffing brush.
Fluffing brush.
And a sprucing mirror.
That evening wear's interesting. How's that supposed to stay in if you've not got Prince Albert? Asking for a friend. Well, Jonathan's seen one in the reel then. Oh, Jonathan. Dare I even look, Simon? How does this happen? You see, this wouldn't have happened, but we had to get Stuart up to date. Oh dear. That looks rather, yeah, just don't go there. Oh my God, what have we done? We've opened up a can of worms here. Mind you, that's Christmas sorted. Really early. Which one should we get Jonathan to go with his other toy? Oh yes, one of those. You know, it's no good buying diaries for people anymore, is it? Do you remember?
You've seen
when
the
we
one
were...
Stuart's linked to.
Yes, that's the one I'm looking
it's
at.
A really exercise.
I'm thinking we went to an event last year, and it was it Didsbury, where John Hogan was looking after it because the guy was in hospital,
yeah.
And it was their 60th.
Yeah.
And they gave all the ladies a gift, and the gift was a paper diary. One, I wouldn't use a paper diary. But two, do you think anybody else has actually written anything in it this year? You know, stayed at home, stayed at home, stayed at home.
25th of October.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Joe's birthday.
Oh, that's quite near Cassie's then, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely let Kath know about all these gifts that she really needs. Oh, my word. There are sometimes no words, aren't there? I wonder what Lola would make of that.
Are we covering these on the next Matt Bites?
Oh, no, they'd have a fit.
Who would?
It's not, well, I would say it's not the same. It, one, I think the name of this is incredibly dodgy. But two, if you've got a dog, dangerous. Just dangerous.
Yes.
Lola would instinctively know that that was for her.
Should we go for a tug?
Exactly. That's dicey on all levels. Oh, it's only got a 2-star rating. I wonder what was wrong with it. Now I need to go and read the reviews. You lot are very bad. There's only 2 ratings and no reviews.
Probably didn't fit.
Let's not go down that route.
Anthony wonders what the title for this show's going to be.
I'm struggling so far.
You can't be struggling, there's so many.
I know, that's the problem. That would be particularly useful after the, what was it called? Teske Koozie or something. Jonathan's toy.
Yeah, Johnny's toy.
Johnny's toy. Oh, actually, that's a funny one. I've got to show you this one. I don't think... Oh, it was. It was. This was the exact one. It says next to it, before I show you what it is, you last purchased this on the 6th of November 2018. Indeed I did. As a Christmas gift. And it wasn't for Mike. What self-respecting man does not need one of those? And I can tell you, officially, one of our friends has got one because I bought it for him. Yes, you definitely need one of those.
It's Chidgey's Mankini.
Chidgey's Mankini, yep. He was really hoping, they got broken into about a year ago, wasn't it? Was a little bit more than a year ago? When the medal went missing.
Yeah.
They were broken into. And jewellery was taken and stuff. But they didn't take his Mankini. He was distraught. Mind you, I wouldn't have fancied putting in a description of that for the insurance, would you?
Paul from Sydney says, I've missed a few shows. The topics have changed somewhat.
Oh, Paul.
Yes. We used to be a tech talk show, but COVID lockdown has got to us.
Yeah, it's got to us. And anyway, it was Jonathan that started it. No, actually, it wasn't, was it? It was the Lady Pipes that started it. And that was just a discussion about football that kicked all of that off. Ah, but you do need to have a few of these, don't you? You just, you know, Jonathan, bargain. Yes. I wonder, do you reckon that Mankini's got enough material to get a MacBites logo on it somewhere?
Have you noticed the change in topics has coincided with the regularity of Stuart and Simon?
Yeah, but we love them both.
Of course we do. Of course we do.
Would you get away with wearing it? I'm wondering, it's cheaper than a tie. I would have thought shirt and tie. You didn't type that word, did you, Jonathan, and miss the R out? Do you remember when Stuart started pushing it? I think you could have done.
Jonathan, what did you type?
You do, Stuart, you do.
If I type shirt...
No, he's put LOL shirt. There you go.
Ah.
It censored him. He's found the other word. I actually wish he'd left that alone, Jonathan. We'd have all gone, pardon? Well, there you go. There's the title for the show. Oh, no, I mustn't be bad. I thought you must have done, Jonathan, but never mind. And there's Kim saying how innocent you were a couple of months ago. Oh, I don't think so. I wonder if you are our youngest listener. We should check, shouldn't we? We should definitely check. Jonathan's been with us the longest, I think.
He's the only millennial.
Millennial. You'd think Mike had been drinking, wouldn't we? You know, the sad thing is, he hasn't.
I'm on water. Anyway, haven't you got something to tell Stuart?
Have I?
Yes.
What now? What have I forgotten? Psst.
About where I was the other night. In my Zoom meeting with my ladies.
Oh, yes. Tuesday night. Tuesday night, he had a webinar. Then it got cancelled. Then another thing appeared on the calendar. Stuart, you might want to get your book out. In fact, you might need the filing cabinet. So this thing appeared and it said...
See you, Johnny.
Night, Jonathan. I hope you've put a shirt and tie on for them.
Without the R.
So this thing appeared. Can't remember what it said, but basically a work chat turned out to be a meet-up between Mike and all his ex-colleagues who've since left. Yes, I think there was one bloke.
Yeah.
And all the rest were Mike's ladies. Yeah. So, yeah, I said to him, and he said, right, so wait for it, Stuart, he said to me, because we were releasing a new MacBytes show, so he said, I'll probably be back for 9 to send that mail. I said, it's fine, it doesn't matter, you know. So he said, oh, I can't see us talking for more than an hour. 2.25 hours later, when he staggered out of the studio, yes, enjoyed your little self, didn't you?
Yes, we're doing it again.
And really?
Yeah.
And when's that happening?
Don't know.
Oh. And not satisfied with the number of ladies he had on the screen.
They want to have a physical meet-up.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, that's not happening. No. Not satisfied with that number of ladies, then he dragged Lola in to be involved.
Yeah, because they were all bringing their cats and dogs in. I was going to say dogs and pussies then. But...
No, don't do that. That'll set the smart filter off. You know what it's like. Oh, yes. So he had a very good night there with the ladies.
Yeah.
And doing it again. I didn't know he was doing it again. I've only just been apprised of it.
Oh, that was discussed on WhatsApp.
Now, Stuart also missed the bit at the beginning when I was saying I'd made the fatal error of looking at the news. Have you seen the news, Stuart? I was innocently parading through coronavirus bubbling up in 30 areas. So I'm idly looking at it, thinking, I wonder where these areas are, thinking, you know, Blackburn's got to be one. So I'm reading through them. Blackburn, Leicester, Oldham, Bradford and Trafford. Nearly fell off the chair. We are fifth. There you go. Did you record it? Stuart needs it for research purposes for his Netflix series. So we're fifth on the list of shame. I wonder how that's actually happened. Mind you, your mother's in enough bubbles.
True.
Yeah, she likes meeting people. We're doing well to avoid it so far, aren't we?
Mm.
Yeah. Nothing personal, but how did we get to be fifth? I swear we were like 900th at one point. Apparently there's
Like United, we had a good little run together.
Yeah, well, apparently, Stuart will have seen it, but apparently it's a local hostelry, the name of which we're not repeating, just in case it's not true. But there must be something for the figures to rise like that. Must have been one heck of a party at that pub. Yes, we're definitely going to have to have a look at that. Now Jonathan's gone. What do you think about a mankini for Jonathan's Christmas present?
Yeah, or his birthday.
Oh, true, his birthday's first. His birthday's in October.
Birthday's the same day as Joe's.
That's why I'm thinking it definitely needs a MacBytes logo on it somewhere. Have you noticed one size fits all? Well, the last time I got Jonathan a gift, it was for his birthday, he sent us a picture of himself wearing it. Now, I will admit, it was a baseball cap. But, you know, I think the precedent's been set, hasn't it?
Mm.
So if he gets a mankini, yeah, absolutely. And we think he should definitely do a call in it for work and see if anybody notices. I'll leave that on the screen. I think that's going to make a reappearance for Jonathan's birthday. We'll see. You read that Boris is putting the UK on a diet, as he said its case of COVID could have been easier if he didn't weigh so much. Yes, apparently so, Kim. Whatever.
Stuart knows exactly what we're talking about.
Well, some said yes, Stuart. Some said no. I must admit, the one that sprung to my mind as being very popular, and again, a difficult place to isolate in, you know, socially distance, would be the one, how to describe where that is without naming it. The one opposite the Chinese we went to, but you didn't go because Ellen was getting ready. Remember that? Last summer? Queen gig?
Yeah.
What's the Chinese called? Because it's opposite there. It's a big pub and lots of people have breakfast in it, Stuart. You will know the one I mean. So I'm thinking that must be involved, surely. And the other one that was a big one was the one on the corner, used to be Groves.
Mm.
News agents.
Yeah.
We're going on a diet of Mackie D's and Nando's. They've been doing that for years, but the laugh of it was there was a photo and this was promoting it. I probably can't find it now. I think it was the BBC News site and it was the day it was announced, so it probably won't be there now. Unless it's under health. Because that tends to have stuff from the week. No, not seeing it. But it was a picture of Boris and a nurse. And they were like either holding a banner or something like that together. Let's see if I can go back far enough and find it. No, it doesn't look like it. No trophy presentation at the FA Cup final, so it wasn't worth getting there, Mike. That. No, I can't find this photo. Oh, unless I Google for the photo with the contents of it. Let's try that. Right. Images. Not seeing it. Boris actually has lost quite a bit of weight, but nothing to do with the COVID thing. This was before that. About 3 years ago, I had this photo and it was the front of a paper. I think I reposted it on Facebook. It's absolutely hysterical. But he does ride a bike and he does jog. No, I can't find this photo. But it was him in a hospital with some kind of bannery thing promoting this let's all go on a diet. And it wasn't it something about lose £5 for the NHS? Something stupid like that. And this picture was splashed across the papers. The thing was, this nurse would probably have made two of Boris. And I thought that's most unfortunate given what he's trying to promote. Which was then pointed out the next day in great detail. So then I felt quite sorry for her. No, it's not there. Let me see if I can find this thing that I did post on Facebook. That was an absolute classic. So let me get into there. We're still on complete lockdown. No bars or restaurants. You can only go out to protest. You know, we'd be doing better if you couldn't go out to protest. Because that must be spreading it. It must be. And 20 states with an R less than one. They have not told us what the R is. So I think there was 87 died yesterday. But again, they're not really pushing the figures either. Right, I need my own feed, don't I? I can never find a thing in Facebook. I reposted it this year. Should I go into photos? Can anybody else find anything in Facebook? Is it just me? Let's try photos, that'd be better. Right. And it would have been going back quite a bit. Oh, there's Lola in her devil ears that she didn't like. Come on. Must be here. It was hysterical. Oh, look, Mike. There's you with Maya and you dressed as Freddy last year. Oh, then there was my Amazon delivery. I do like Ashley looking back through the photos. Oh, good grief. Was it really before then? There's us at Gawsworth. Oh, Prime Day last year. There you go. I think this thing was about 3 years ago. Oh God, do you remember that dessert, Mike? We went to a Catanian do. Where was that? It was a fruit salad, do you remember?
Yeah.
Stuart should remember that one. That was a fruit salad we made the mistake of looking at. I mean, that's diabolical. Near Warrington. So it must have been Warrington. All right, let me get back to that. Well, I'm still looking for this other picture. Salad. There was when you shot me, Mike. Come on, where's this picture of Boris? Hard drives. Oh, that was 3 years ago when the Mac arrived. There's voting. There's the stressicles. God, was it really further than
Warrington's
that?
Warrington's Ladies' Night.
Yeah, there we go. Right, this is it. This was a photo on the front of the Times. Back we go. February 2017, right? But it's not just the picture that's on the front cover. Read the bit that... Read what I actually put. So here's the link. That's Boris, our leader. Where's the fruit? Quite, Kim. It was vile. It was disgusting. It was just that with just liquid in it. Yeah, it was a fruit salad for people who don't like fruit, which is pretty much what the pine would do. That's like 3/4 of a litre of orange and a piece of apple floating in it. Do you know, it makes... Do you long for the days when we went out? Or do you think, like, I'm actually eating better now? Oh, that one of Boris is a classic. And I just thought, you know, underneath the top trends from London Fashion Week, I reckon somebody at the Times thought that was funny. It did actually look like a miso soup. I thought that with the green bits in it. But no one was quite sure what the green bits actually were. I think at one point there was like... I think I'd taken a mouthful of it, but it tasted as bad as it looked, so I left it alone. And then people wonder why I take biscuits with me when we go out. Well, one, Stuart gets all the bread rolls. We just stuff Stuart full of bread rolls, so he's finished by the time the first course is over. Then we have some proper food, but you know, the main course tends to be all right, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Do you remember when we went to Longridge, Stuart? Was it the last time we went or the time before? No, it was the time before. It was your year, and it was when you decided the ladies were going. Repercussions of that still being felt, probably. Good call, I say. Well, the starter came, and I don't know, was it on a menu? But the starter arrived, and it was ice cream. Do you remember it?
I do.
Some kind of... They didn't call it ice cream, but trust me, it was ice cream. On a plate with some kind of leaves and stuff. And I looked at it and I thought, raspberry coulis, was it?
Could have been.
But it was ice cream. You know, like they market it as one thing and then it's actually something else. Well, it was actually something else. So I looked at it and thought, oh, we're having dessert first, are we? So that was one. My abiding memory of that night is Nina demanding rice pudding. And by the time they got to Nina's table, all the rice pudding had gone. Oh boy, did we hear about it for about 6 months that Nina wanted this rice pudding. Because it wasn't just standard rice pudding. It was rice pudding as Mummy used to make it with like a toasted top on it, would you say? It's like baked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't get any, so she wasn't happy. Wearing his social distancing shorts. Well, I actually took one look and thought, oh, good grief, are these boxers? There are just no words. But you know, back then, he wasn't Prime Minister. No, we actually had already seen that when people not only voted for him to be Prime Minister, a leader of the party, and thus Prime Minister, but also he won the election last December. Sometimes there really are no words. I think the only thing worse than that... how he looks there, would probably be Corbyn in a pair of the same. Which could have been what people were thinking. But it was the fact it said top trends from London Fashion Week that got me. It doesn't what's it do that as well. I know people abroad probably won't have heard of this guy. Let me know if you've heard of Michael Gove. But he goes jogging a lot. And looks equally ludicrous. Do you know, if women went out looking like this, they would be all over the front of the paper, I am telling you. It looks like Action Man. I mean, literally, this guy is one of our politicians. Talk about couldn't make it up. Why can't I go and see that one? Let's see, which one is possibly the worst here? Oh, the zip wire one. Absolute classic. I remember putting that one up when people were like, oh, Boris Johnson running for Prime Minister. Yeah, this is Boris. The thing was, he took that in very, very good part, didn't he? I think he enjoyed that. But he did actually get stuck with it. What does he look like? Do you remember the other one that I put up that was a classic? Let's go get that one. You think Donald Trump's bad? You should see the pictures we've got of Boris. Images. Go on. It must be in the images. Was it that one? He was very full on, shall we say, when he went to help out with people. There is a picture, but it's not the best I've seen of it, but it'll do. All right, is it that one? Yeah, I know what he was doing. He was doing, this was 2009, and he was doing a clean-up in the river. Or at least that was the idea, till he fell in. Not even joking. See if I can find a really good shot of it. There must be a bigger one than this. It's minute. That one's not bad. Yeah, somebody snapped it off the BBC, so it's not brilliantly clear. And I'll need Droppler. Managed to keep my machine alive last night, folks. Remember that I said it was rebooting itself? Yeah, I left it turned on and put a fan on it. So it was all right. Do you think Donald Trump sleeps in his suit and tie? I thought I'd seen him in a T-shirt. I could be wrong, but I think he was playing golf. But you don't actually often see him playing golf. You hear about him playing golf, but you don't actually see it a lot. Have I got a clearer shot of that? That's a bit clearer. Oh, that's the other one. Yeah, there was twice it looks like he did that. Oh, for crying out loud, it's a WebP. Can you upload a WebP and still see it?
Don't know, but it annoys me.
WebPs drive me insane.
Seem to more and more WebPs these days.
Well, it's a good compression thing, but the point with it is you can't actually see it on the desktop unless you've got an app that supports it.
You can't add it into PowerPoint or anything.
No, PowerPoint doesn't understand it, and no, you can't preview it on Droppler either. Crying out loud. I'll have to download it and do some magic with it. It does infuriate me. You can open WebPs, if this ever happens to you, in Affinity Photo, and then do a save as from there, as you can in preview. But don't use WebPs, no one ever sees them. Right, got it. Right, now let's do a save as. And save as a JPEG so everybody else can see it. Was that the same day? No, I don't think it was. These are two different ties. Right, back to the desktop. Life would be so much easier if people didn't use WebPs. Right, I think I've got it. There he is. This is two different days with Boris. You can never say Boris doesn't get his hands dirty. Various other parts of himself as well. There we go. Right, you wanted to let me know. You're re-listening to Matt Bites After Hours from last week and the Sheets feature will be useful. Ooh, what for? I saw a demo this week and people were using it for contacts. And I thought, that actually makes sense because it's structured data. But the things that I use it, I still can't find that. I wouldn't put contacts in there, I'd have them in Notion. But I'm thinking a build with me. So I've got three build with me's. I've picked the three that I have, so they show all different features. One of which I'm actually toying with during the five-part series. It's going to be the first one that I use, and I think it will actually showcase some of the features, because I show you features and it's like, yeah, that's nice. But when you actually see it used like a smart folder or something in a way, that makes sense, you know, it's a real practical example, then that might sort of spark some ideas. So I'm glad to hear that. That was the one that I was thinking, apart from people, various bits of data maybe. I've actually just built a table today in Notion that breaks every rule known to mankind, but's the only way that the job can actually be done. You will have other ideas as well. I look forward to hearing from you about them. Do I know of any product that would allow someone to provide remote support to someone using iOS? What kind of interaction do you want with the iOS device? Do you actually want to be like virtually tapping it? Or do you just need to see their screen? If you need to see their screen, Zoom could do it.
They're saying Zoom.
But you wouldn't be able, they would have to do the tapping, I think. Apple have got one, but they don't make that public. That's scary. You sit and hold it and your phone starts doing stuff. That is scary. They do it from the internal code number of the device. So you tell them, it's attached to your Apple account. So you tell them your Apple account ID, just the email address. And then they go to your account and they can see all the devices that are hooked up to it. Probably have a fit when they look at mine. And they do something their end and you get a message at your end to allow them to do it. And then they interact with it. But that's not public. Is the one for remote control on another device? If you want to take control of their device, that's pretty impossible. It doesn't really allow for that at all. You would be able to see a screen on Zoom, but you wouldn't be able to interact with it. Not that I know of. I can't think of anything that would work. I'm assuming something like TeamViewer doesn't work. Could you share your screen on Zoom and allow somebody to control it if the screen sharing was happening from an iPad? So there's a meeting live and you join it with your iPad and you share your screen and then give control.
I don't know. I'll try it.
Oh, you've got Mike heading off to try it personally.
Yeah, because talking about providing if we ever got my mother an iPad, this is what we might have to do.
Yeah. Or get a sort of 2 metre long barge pole with a rubber stick on the end.
TeamViewer lets you just see it. She used to use TeamViewer.
She did. That was her buddy, wasn't it? Alan.
Yeah, Eric.
Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's easy with a Windows box, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking. So how do you do that with Zoom? Do you mean share your screen in Zoom? You have a meeting in Zoom. It could be your personal meeting where you go in and try it. Or it could be a meeting that you join with somebody else. And then along the bottom edge of the screen, now I will admit, on the phone it's tricky because everything's really hidden. On the iPad it's a little bit better, but you do have to kind of swipe up and swipe from the left and right to get to the right thing. But when you've got the menu at the bottom, sharing your screen is an option. And you can share the screen of the iPad. So remote attendees would then be able to at least see your iPad or your phone. So yes, you can share the screen of your phone if you wanted to do a demonstration or something, just like you've seen me do on YouTube. All I'm doing is sharing it with my desktop. But if the viewers weren't on YouTube, if they were remote and they were in a Zoom session or a Microsoft Teams session, then you get the option to share your iPad screen or your iPhone screen.
As I talked about on MacBytes.
As you talked about on MacBytes, which was a genius hybrid, hacky solution. A MacGyvered solution. I'm impressed with that. But the issue is, if you share your screen on Windows or Mac, there's an option that you can pass control to somebody. And I'm just wondering if you could pass control to somebody on an iOS device. It so doesn't seem likely.
Only the host.
I think Apple would have a fit. But you never know. Mike's looking at it right now.
So I
seem to be looking at pictures of Boris.
Screen.
These Start pictures are broadcast. Absolutely hysterical. Do you remember when he bought those water cannons? Never got used. Second hand from Germany they were. Couldn't even make it up. I think he spent 20 million on them. They're probably rusting somewhere now.
I want to
Make magic.
I want to request. Doesn't look like it can.
I wouldn't have thought Apple would have it. Because they're incredibly precious about their iOS stuff. Oh, somebody's just gone past tooting. That means there is somebody else alive in Trafford.
No, because normally it's... I'm just thinking how I do it with my mother. I request screen sharing and it's off that view options menu at the top. And it's not there. So no, it doesn't look... It doesn't look like I can, from the desktop, request my iPad to take control.
Anthony, that's so true. That'd keep the little buggers in, wouldn't it? do you know, I'm thinking for our American friends, you know, you've probably not seen some of these pictures of Boris. This one was 2015. And you know how the politicians decide that they're going to play games and that, have a tennis game with a kiddie, right? Boris was playing rugby. To say he took it seriously was an understatement. There's one picky. And I think I've got the other here. Yeah, he definitely took it very, very seriously. I'm looking for an aftermath photo of the poor child. He went clean through him. There we go. There's another one. How is this man Prime Minister?
How can I share the screen on my iPad or iPhone with TeamViewer?
Do look at those photos. That man's Prime Minister. Has he never heard? Yeah, look at the poor kid's face. Boris must have been... He must have weighed 4 or 5 times what that kid did.
Compared to connections to other operating systems like Android, iOS doesn't allow remotely controlling the device. Therefore, when connecting to an iOS device, TeamViewer is providing a solution to make support easier for these devices. Yeah, it's a limitation, isn't it, of the iPad?
It is, and I don't think there's any way around that. So, no, the best you could do is get people to see the screen, but I think that's as far as it would go. It's just a limitation of the device. I'm trying to think if there's any other way around it. It's because it's a touch device. You wonder how Boris will play with his kid. Which one, Kim? I think he's got 6. Is it 6 or 7 kids Boris has got? He keeps having them and then moves on. I don't think he's ever, like, grown up with a kid. Let's have a look. Somebody actually asked him how many children he had, and he didn't know. that's our Boris. Let's have a look.
No, I don't think there's anything.
That's siblings, not children.
I think it's a limitation of the device, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, definitely. It looks like 6. There's Lara Lettice... Not joking. Lara Lettice Johnson. Theodore Apollo Johnson. Milo Arthur Johnson. Cassia Peaches Johnson. And Wilfrid Laurie Nicholas Johnson. So that's 5, but I could have sworn there were 6. Mind you, he doesn't know the number either. Let's have a look if it says. How many children does the Prime Minister have? He's not sure. Oh... Seven. How many other children does Boris have? So he's got the baby, but how many other children does he have? It is believed he has 7, but that's not officially confirmed to be the exact number. I mean, seriously. Him and his wife have got 4. Lara, Myla, Cassia and Theodore. So that's 4. There must be another 3 somewhere. He had a 5th one with a woman called Stephanie McIntyre. Stephanie McIntyre's the kid. He had an affair with her mother. And then there was another one, but he won't admit the other one. Why is the number of children Mr. Johnson has vague? Because Mr. Johnson's not sure. how many wives? He doesn't know. Honestly, he was interviewed and said he didn't know. Even Boris, he's not 100% sure how many little Borises are running around. How many wives? Wives, I think he's only had one or two. Doesn't necessarily marry them, is the issue. Let's have a look. Two official wives. So there was Marina Wheeler. He was married to her for quite a while, 27 years. But he also was married for 6 years to Allegra Mostyn Owen. I think her family's into politics somehow as well. So those were his official wives. But he's also had however many mistresses come whatever's in the years, trust me. In fact, he's only been with Carrie Symons for 2 years. That was quick work, wasn't it?
Oh, by the way, I've got the new Gmail.
Ah, good.
With the buttons at the bottom.
All of them?
No, two of them.
Yes, I got rid of that, nuked it, eventually. Actually, Boris isn't his proper name either. That's his middle name. I wish I could pronounce all his names. His real name's Alexander. Alexander Boris. But then you've got this third name. I think it's Pfeffel. So Alexander Boris de Pfeffel Johnson. Don't know why he chooses Boris. Obviously wants to be seen as a man of the people. But when you don't know how many kids you've got, must have a busy life. Boris is his KGB field name. Simon, you could be spot on there. You do wonder, don't you? Well, I mean, there was his brother. Didn't his brother walk out? And his sister said she didn't want anything to do with him. Oh, there's another one there, Leo. So there's Rachel Johnson, Joe Johnson and Leo Johnson. That's his brothers and sisters. This always presumes that his father knows how many kids he had. Tricky business. Oh, I do wonder. I really do. And yet, you know, he has a certain charisma, doesn't he? Hence getting voted in by the Blue Rinse Conservative ladies. It could only be... There's another one. He's welcome to some, but how many children he has in total is still a mystery. There's a story in here from Forbes. And there's a picture of Boris holding a baby. This is in 2019. So, you know, it was obviously during the election thing. So he stood there holding this baby. And the caption underneath says, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson held a baby, brackets, not his own, as he met supporters during his 2019 campaign. Somebody should have put next to not his own, as far as we know. Actually, the kid looks a bit like Archie. Archie Mountbatten Windsor. Unbelievable. Will he take paternity leave? He wasn't actually in much at the time, if you remember. He was in dock with COVID, then he came out, then the baby was born, and after a week back at work, then he was on paternity leave. You should get paternity leave for Lola. The vicar sneezing at the time. That's a really weird name, isn't it? I'm presuming it's pronounced Pfeffel, as in Pfeiffer. But it's an odd name. Obviously a family name or something. Mind you, could be worse. What did... oh, what's his face? Double-barreled fella. The one that was snoozing in the House of Commons. Jacob Rees-Mogg. What did he call all his kids? The last one was Sixus, I think, or Sixtus. Probably because there were six of them at the time. Right, where's his kids? His kids are a scream, the names. Some of them are quite normal, though. How many kids has he got? Good grief, he's got seven now. Thought he only had six. When was the last one born? What have we got? So this is leader of the house, isn't he? Rees-Mogg. Sixtus Dominic Boniface Christopher. That's one person. Peter Theodore Alfage Rees-Mogg. Anselm Charles Fitzwilliam. Tom Wentworth Somerset Dunstan. Mary Ann Charlotte Emma, she got off lightly, didn't she? Mind you, having said that, Mary Ann Charlotte Emma, M-A-C-E, Mace. Not the best idea. Always check the initials. Thomas Wentworth Somerset Dunstan. We've already had him. So that unless that's another one. and Alfred Wulfric Leysen Pius. They're some classic names, aren't they? Wouldn't want the kids to be laughed at school, would you? Oh no! He's to wear one of the fuzzy cosies all the time. Yeah, you could do worse than two bricks, couldn't you? And a swift manoeuvre. No, some of them really, really, really shouldn't. Imagine taking a register at school. Exactly. I mean, I'm thinking like the first names, Tom or Thomas isn't bad. And Mary and Peter, that's quite normal. Alfred, it's a bit old these days, isn't it? I actually think Wulfric's better than Alfred. I guess that'll get shortened to Alfie. Anslem is quite unusual. And Sixtus, I've never heard of. But I'm just wondering where the rest of them come from. I mean, I didn't know Alfredge was a name. It sounds like an appliance. Alfedge. Yeah, and Boniface. I know Bonifaces can be a surname, but a first name? Not heard of it that much. Fitzwilliam is more of a surname as well. They take a register of the teachers. Yeah, that'd be more like, wouldn't it? I bet all of them are down for Eton, apart from the girl. I wonder where she'll go. Probably the one Princess Anne went to. Or Kate. That was on the south coast near Brighton. Probably. They won't be at home anyway. Oh, there you go. September 2019, Jacob Rees-Mogg brings his six children to the Commons. Oh, good grief. Are they all actually in the Commons? It's a YouTube video. Is he welcoming them? He's there. I don't think they're out on the floor of the house, are they? I've no idea what he's actually saying and whether we'll see them in this video. But he's obviously talking about bringing them to work. These were in the days when they could sit next to each other and stuff. And nod off with impunity. Oh, and the old speaker. Oh, he's waving to them. So, no, I don't think we see them. I think they're in the visitors' gallery. But that was last September. Joy. Oh, does Eton take girls now? Whoa, they've come into the 20th century a bit, haven't they? Can girls go to Eton College? Let's have a look. Not according to this, it says. Oh no, hang on. Who can go to Eton? No, it says boys there. And that's from Eton College's admission page. The earliest we recommend you apply for a place at Eton is when your son is 8 years old. All boys must have been registered by the 30th of June in school year 5, the academic year in which he reaches the age of 10. This is a hard and fast deadline. It does say the equivalent school for girls is Cheltenham Ladies College. Princess Anne didn't go there, not from 13 to 18 she didn't. She went to Gordonstoun. Oh, what's the most expensive school? Let's have a look. The most expensive schools in the UK are Tonbridge School, which is £32,800 a year, Winchester College, £32,700 a year, and Eton comes in third at a mere £32,100. I wonder if it's worth it. If they do take girls, it doesn't say so on their website, Anthony. The finance company for the new home we're working on with Sumia doesn't install confidence, can't stand irregular spellings. How's that going? You said 60 days yesterday. Whoa, that's exciting. Because that's literally September, isn't it? I thought you'd mentioned the back end of October, so that's like knocked 3-4 weeks off it. Oh, wow. Oh, it's pronounced summer. Yeah, that's just weird. It looks like Grindr. Not to lower the tone again, but it does look like Grindr. Just saying. Anyway, who's geared up for tonight's big event, 10 o'clock? It's the earnings call. Oh, joy. 1st of October. Wow. I was overrun by 6 weeks. You're getting in early. That's brilliant, though. It'd give you longer to get ready for Thanksgiving and stuff. Have everything just perfect. I will give you the link for tonight's earnings call, although I'll be listening so you don't have to. But it's the earnings call and it's always worth a laugh. And of course, they are comparing because of the COVID thing. So a press release will be out probably by 8:30 tonight, I would have thought. Maybe in the next half hour. People keep ringing, Kim. Have you noticed? This doesn't happen here. Don't give your phone number out. It doesn't happen. Oh, new talk. Well, you could definitely do with being in the house then, Paul. You need to be all sorted, ready to spend money on toys. Would it be a good thing or not if it was put back a month, Mike? The iPads feel a bit early, though, Paul. But this iPad Pros, because they were released in March. So I wouldn't personally expect any new ones till March next year at the absolute earliest. Maybe even October, because the iPads seem to be on an 18-month cycle. So October does feel very, very soon for iPads. They might bring out, you know, the cheaper end, but the actual iPad Pros, they were both updated in March. I'll admit, it wasn't much of an update. They were a bit quicker, and there was a LiDAR camera on them. But, you know, who's using a LiDAR camera? Oh, you're hoping they're released before the house? You don't want to wait on the rumours? Just want to buy. You're going to have an empty office, Paul, that's going to need stuffing with toys. Bit like we did here last night with all those drives, Mike. Mm. And then found out that the cable wasn't... Well, the cable's fine. The hub is fine. The drives are fine. And the computer's fine. They're just not talking to each other. They are, however, talking quite happily to my 2012 MacBook Air. If anything ever happens to that 2012 MacBook Air, I'm so knackered, Mike, because it's the only machine that works properly in the house. That includes my 2018 MacBook Air. Although, to be fair, I just couldn't be bothered to go and dig out the dongles. I didn't want to waste time digging out the dongles. And then when I did, forced into it, and had to dig the dongles out, realised that the dongle that I have in the drawer next to me, because obviously to make this machine do anything, so I need to have the dongle nearby, doesn't actually have a network connection on it. So I then spent 10 minutes rummaging around looking for the one with the network connection on before I realised I haven't actually got a network cable to plug in it anyway, so I did without, went on the Wi-Fi. Oh, such is my life. So I had to then get onto Amazon, and it was at that stage about 1:30 in the morning, to see if I could get a longer cable to plug this thing into another socket. And I found one, and it was on same day delivery. So it's arrived about an hour ago, and we now need to decovid it and then test it. Oh, and you'll have the joy of doing all of that as well. Well, I've got the earnings call link. It's in there. There will be a summary, as I say, in about half an hour. Other than that, tune in to that link at 10 o'clock, which is 47 minutes from now, and enjoy. I usually spend most of my time going, oh, for sake, Apple all the way through it, don't I? As well as making sarky comments about best quarter ever, most iPhones ever. And revenue from services. And basically, it's all talked up and it's all fabulous until you drill down into the figures. But I think they will actually, you know, maybe profits will be down overall because of the COVID thing and the shops having to shut. But people are buying iPads and computers because increasingly they're working from home. So actually, it could be enough to offset it. We'll just have to see. The excitement of the Apple's earnings call. Be still, my beating heart. But we'll be back with you all tomorrow when it's Two Show Friday. Oh, yes. Marooned at 7 and After Hours at 9. You should have had your reminder email. The one to the VIP list is going out 11 o'clock tonight. Mm. Oh, it's all organised. It's already set up to go. It's a miracle. But that will have the full list of what we are doing in it. In fact, not quite, because I've snuck something in at the last minute. Don't tell Tracy I said snuck. She gets very upset. But we will be back with you tomorrow, as I've said. For the moment, it is good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.